in the dependence upon thee, Lord, for all needed help. I ask your very prayerful attention to a few words you'll find in the fourth chapter of the Proverbs in verse 26. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 26. Ponder the path of thy feet. Ponder the path of thy feet. And the verse reads, and let all thy way be established. Something said about Solomon, this wise man. Indeed, he was wise. And we would be contradicting God's word if we said anything different. But the Lord blessed him with wisdom because he asked God, yes, that he might give him that wisdom to go in and out amongst so great a people as he had been set over as king of Israel. But Solomon is very much like, or shall we say, you and I are very much like Solomon. Solomon, although the Lord blessed him with much wisdom, he wasn't always wise. And why we find this, don't we? Was it he had, I think it's 70 wives. Well, that must be a recipe for disaster in the home, mustn't it? There's got to be some jealousy. There's bound to be some animosity. There's bound to be some hatred. It just cannot be anything different. And why, you know, and all this began here, did it not? Where we read here in the book of the Kings. Yes, and here is dear Solomon. And why, the third chapter of the first book of Kings, it reads like this. And Solomon made affinity with Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and took Pharaoh's daughter and brought her into the city of David, until he had made an end of building his own house and the house of the Lord and the wall of Jerusalem round about. He went into enemy territory and he took Pharaoh's daughter to wife. That was one of them, one of the wives. And why, you turn over a few chapters and you come to chapter 11 and what do we read here in the fourth verse, in the third verse? I said 70 wives, I was wrong, it was 700 wives. The third verse, the 11th of first book of Kings, and he had 700 wives, princesses, and 300 concubines, and his wives turned away his heart. He wasn't doing what he exhorts you and I to do here in this text. He wasn't pondering the path of his feet. It came to pass when Solomon was old that his wives turned away his heart after other gods. And his heart was not perfect with the Lord his God, as was the heart of David his father. Well, you can read the rest at your leisure. you say, here there are these very sound words, very wise words. Yes, for us to consider, even tonight, ponder the path of thy feet. That way, that path that perhaps you and I tend to go. That path that you and I want to go. That path that perhaps you and I are determined we're going to go. Well, ponder the path of thy feet. Stop. Pause. Consider. Think. You know, Solomon didn't think very far ahead, did he? When he went down into Egypt and took Pharaoh's daughter to wife. Can two walk together except they be agreed? I don't know, this has just suddenly come to my mind. But is there someone here, one of you younger ones maybe? Perhaps you haven't told anybody about it, but you're keeping company, associating with a girl or a boy. Ponder the path of thy feet and ask this question, can two walk together except they be agreed? You know, there's many that have gone, put it like that, have gone out into the world, they found what they feel is a suitable wife or a suitable husband. And they know that they don't agree. But, yes, you know, it's said sometimes that love is blind. Yes, love is blind. Not only blind, love is deaf as well. Yes, and you say, they think like this. Well, he'll change, or she'll change. Ponder the path of thy feet. Is, unless you have a word from the Lord. Yes, let's keep to the word of God. Ponder the path of thy feet. In this which I've just named before you tonight. Psalm 37, verse 5. This is what you should be doing. Commit thy way unto the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. And if you can honestly commit your way unto the Lord, yes, and trust also in him that he'll bring it to pass, that he'll bring this one. Yes, there are those. Yes, and you might look at some and you could name them, and so could I. That have found a girl or a boy and have married them. But I think generally speaking you'll find that the one that was brought up in the to the ways of God had prayed that this or that one would the Lord would graciously work in their hearts. And dear soul, and don't you proceed any further until you can have some sweet persuasion that this will be so. Ponder the path of thy feet. Yes, because what's the end result? Why there is never that unity, there's never that bond of love. Yes, one goes off to chapel, church, Sunday morning. Another perhaps goes, the other goes off to their place of enjoyment. And it cannot be a happy household. Ponder the path of thy feet. Again, why ponder the path of thy feet? Yes, in, you know, Joseph's brethren, they hated their brother Joseph, didn't they? And when they saw him come in, they said, "Now here comes the dreamer." And they would take him and they would ill-treat him. They stripped him of his coat of many colours and they let him down into a pit, into a well. And then they pulled him out and sold him to the Midianites, I believe. Ah, yeah. Ponder the path of thy feet. Vengeance is mine, and I will repay, saith the Lord. Yes, and those deeds, why, you see, they live to see the day and their thoughts trouble them. Oh, yes, when they came and stood before Joseph, not realising it was him. Oh, and not realising that he understood what they were saying. Oh, yes, and what we did to our brother. What we did to our brother. And there was grief. There was sorrow. Ah, ponder the path of thy feet. Yes, and dear soul, and dear may walk. Say, again, as I said this morning, these things are not written for us to copy. They are written for a warning to us to not to walk in these paths of sin and iniquity. Ponder the path of thy feet. Again, yes, the narrative that we mentioned this morning, the prodigal son, comes back to mind. Ponder the path of thy feet. Here was one then that had turned away from the house, father's house. But you see, he's brought to this to ponder the path of his feet. What has brought him to where he was, into sheer poverty. Eating the husks that the swine would eat. And he pondered the path. He meditated. He thought about his father's house. And he thought about what would happen if he returned. But return he will. And I am not worthy. Yes, and he wasn't the only one that said he wasn't worthy, was he? Dear Jacob said, "I am not worthy, the least of all thy notice and of all thy mercies." Ponder the path of thy feet. Again. Yes, and maybe that this is, I hope it will be, some encouragement to some seeking soul here tonight. Ponder the path of thy feet. we just mentioned Jacob, and you will remember back there in the book of Genesis, in the 32nd chapter, it reads there that I will not let thee go except thou bless me. Well, I was thinking also of dear Ruth, that Moabitish damsel. Ah, ponder the path of thy feet. Why, what is it that dear Naomi says unto her? Why, she exhorts her to go back to her family and to her kindred and so on. She says, Orpha's gone back. Yes. Turn again, my daughters. Here she's speaking to the two of them. Turn again, my daughters. Why will ye go with me? Are there yet any more sons in my womb that they may be your husbands? Turn again, my daughters. Go your way, for I am too old to have a husband. Orpha, she lifts up her voice. They wept, and Orpha kisses her mother-in-law. But Ruth clave unto her. Ruth clave unto her. And Naomi says to her, behold, my sister-in-law has gone back unto her people and to her gods. Turn now after thy sister-in-law. Yes, and dear Ruth does this. She considers, she ponders the path of her feet. Entreat me not to leave thee or to return from following after thee. But whither thou goest, I will go. And where thou lodgest, I will lodge. Thy people shall be my people, and thy God, my God. You notice what she says to Naomi. And she was sure of this, that Naomi had a God, and a God to go to in time of trouble, in time of distress, in time of perplexity. But she doesn't claim that Naomi's God is her God. What she says is that thy God shall be my God. Here my best friends, my kindred dwell, and here my Saviour reigns. Is there one in here tonight that says the same as dear Ruth? Entreat me not to leave thee or from following after thee. Whither thou goest, I will go. And thy people shall be my people, and thy God, my God. Yes, and thy God, my God. Oh, yes, ponder the path of thy feet. See why we read a moment ago there from the epistle to the Philippians. Ponder the path of thy feet. Why the dear apostle gives us a little insight, doesn't he, into his own self-examination of his way and as his part of his path of life, where he had been. Yes, where he had been. Ponder the path of thy feet. But you see, he comes to this, doesn't he? Yes. Why, he speaks, shall we say, of his pedigree. He speaks of all his legal trust in those things of the Pharisees, circumcised the eighth day, the stock of Israel, tribe of Benjamin, Hebrew of the Hebrews, touching the law, Pharisee concerning zeal, persecuting the church, touching the righteousness which is in the law blameless. But what things were gained to me, those I counted loss for Christ. Yea, doubtless, ponder the path of thy fate. Yea, doubtless, I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and do count them but dung, that I may win Christ, and be found in him, not having mine own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith. Is there one here tonight that can say humbly with the dear apostle, amen? Yea, doubtless I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord. Yes, I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord. This hymn 771 no doubt will then suit you. To know my Jesus crucified by far excels all things beside. All earthly good I count but loss and triumph in my Saviour's cross. Knowledge of all terrestrial things near to my soul true pleasure brings. No peace but in the Son of God, no joy but through his pardoning blood. Yea, doubtless I count all things but loss. Why, and he goes on here, doesn't he? Well, this seeking spirit. Yes, not as though I'd already attained, either were already perfect. But I follow after. Ponder the path of thy feet, but I follow after. But I follow after. And what do you read here in Isaiah 41? Hearken to me, ye that follow after righteousness, ye that seek the Lord. Look unto the rock whence ye are hewn, to the hole of the pit whence ye are digged. Hearken to me, ponder the path of thy feet, hearken to me, ye that follow after righteousness, but I follow after. And what did the dear Lord Jesus say? He followed after righteousness. Yes, blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. And what did we say this morning regarding the words of the dear Lord himself? Yes, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. They shall be filled. And dear soul, the time of love will come when thou shalt clearly see not only that he shed his blood, but thou shalt say for me, tarry his leisure then, wait the appointed hour, wait till the bridegroom of your souls reveal his love with power. I follow after, if that I may apprehend that for which also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus. Oh, these spiritual desires, this longing to take hold of Christ and to have him. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus the Lord. I press forward toward the mark of the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus the Lord. Yes, dear soul. Ponder the path of thy feet. And what is it the dear hymn writer says? If unto Jesus thou art bound, a crowd about him will be found, attending day and night. A worldly crowd that in thine ears, crowds of unbelieving fears to hide him from thy sight. This only way can pilgrims go, and all complain as thou wilt do of crowds that daily come. Yet though beset by crafty foes, and passing through a thousand woes, they get securely home. Yes. Yes, dear soul. Yes, it, well, and he goes on here. Though Lord a cheering look bestow, or lend a hand to help me through, and draw me up to thee. And when through fear I only creep, or dare not move a single step, yet thou canst come to me. Yes, dear soul. Ponder the path of thy feet. Be found pressing forward toward the mark of the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus the Lord. Determined to find Christ. I will not let thee go except thou bless me. To be found like the church in the Song of Solomon. By night on my bed, I sought him whom my soul loveth. I sought him, but I found him not. And why I will arise now, and I will go into the broad ways. I will seek him whom my soul loveth. I sought him, but I found him not. The watchmen that go about the city found me. To whom I said, saw ye him whom my soul loveth? It was but a little that I passed from them, but I found him. Whom my soul loveth, I held him and would not let him go until I had brought him into my mother's house in the chamber of her that conceived me. Ponder the path of thy faith. Are these desires in your heart? Are they Christ-centered? Is your eye fixed on him that is above? Fixed on him that laid by his glory and came to this earth and suffered, bled and died in the sinner's place, Romans dead. Is your eye fixed there? Is your eye fixed on that cross at Calvary? Ponder the path of thy feet. Lord, to whom else shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life. Again, I know I quoted it this morning, but I love them that love me, and those that seek me early shall find me. They shall find me. Oh, I do love some of these places, which we've quoted already, Matthew 5, 6. Yes, and they shall be filled. They shall find. Seekers find us, and dear soul, and the dear Lord is a faithful Lord, and dear soul, and he will and he does answer prayer. Tarry his leisure then, wait the appointed hour, wait till the bridegroom of your souls reveal his love with power. Ponder the path of thy feet. Yes, dear soul. That in this way, comes back to what we were trying to speak about this morning. In that way, Isaiah 35, an highway shall be there, and a way. and it should be called the way of holiness. The unclean shall not pass over it, but it shall be for those, the wayfaring men, no fool shall not err therein. And the ransomed of the Lord shall return and come to Zion, with songs and everlasting joy upon their heads. And who are they? Why, they're here named Israel. And can you find your character here? Yes, and now the Lord mercifully, graciously speaks and commands his servant and the Lord Jesus Christ himself, strengthen ye the weak hands, confirm the feeble knees. Say to them that have fearful heart, be strong. Behold, your God will come with vengeance, even God with a recompense, he will come and save you. Then the eyes of the blind shall be opened. The ears of the deaf shall be unstopped. Then shall the lame man leap as an hart, and the tongue of the dumb sing. For in the wilderness shall waters break out, and streams in the desert. Oh, blessed be his glorious name. Ponder the path of thy feet. There's a word, I think, it's found in Isaiah chapter 30. But it reads there, there's something like this, doesn't it? Yes. And thou shalt hear a word behind thee saying, this is the way, walk ye in it. Yes. Thou shalt hear a word behind thee. Is that for somebody here tonight? Thou shalt hear a word behind thee, saying, this is the way, walk ye in it. Ponder the path of thy feet, to walk in God's ways, to walk in his paths, in paths of loving obedience unto him. You know, this sums up perhaps many a poor child of God. Ponder the path of thy feet, and the Lord, you're saying, they've had a word, and perhaps there's someone in here that's had a word from the Lord, and that word's been confirmed. There's been that token for God, there hasn't been the fulfillment on your behalf. Ponder the path of thy feet. Yes, and thou shalt hear a voice behind thee saying, this is the way, walk ye in it. And dear soul, and have you been like this, a poor man standing before you tonight? And you said something like this, no, I'm not going to go. This is what sums you and I up, poor soul. Rebellious thou hast been, and art rebellious still, but since in love I took the end, my promise I'll fulfill. Ponder the path of thy feet. Again, pondering the path of thy feet. You say, again, there's poor dear Peter. Peter's full of self-assurance, isn't he? He's very confident that he can go to prison, he can go to death, and he'll never deny the Lord's name. But, you know, if you read the accounts, and you'll need to read all the Gospels to study it, but you find, there's about seven steps. There's seven downward steps. I'm only going to name one of those steps to you tonight. Ponder the path of thy feet. And what do we read about dear Peter? By the chief priests and soldiers and so on, they've come along and they've arrested the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, remembering what Peter has said, I'll go to prison, I'll go to death. But what's the array there? And Peter followed afar off. Ponder the path of thy feet. Sinner, let me loving you ask this lovingly, ask you this question tonight. How near are you to Christ? Or are you following afar off? Are you at what you call, undoubtedly Peter was, he was at a safe distance. He was keeping himself at a safe distance from those soldiers and chief priests and so on. Those scribes. It was a safe distance. It's fallen afar off. How near are you? I ponder the path of thy feet. Yes, and poor Peter. You say, I said I was only going to name one of those things, but something else just comes to mind. You know, he's let into the judgment hall, isn't he? Where the Lord was being judged. And there's a maid. Surely thou art one of them. For thy speech bewrayeth thee. Yes, and dear soul, and does your speech bewray you? Doesn't betray. It berays. It lets it know who you are and whom you will serve. I love them that love me, and those that seek me early shall find me. Ponder the path of thy feet. Well, the Lord, the cock crew the second time, didn't it? And Peter's denied for the third time, just as the Lord has said. You know, we don't have to do exactly what Peter did to deny the Lord. We don't say this with any degree of pride whatsoever, more shame, but there's a point illustration, and it's not a good illustration. But many years ago, there was an old man in hospital at Croydon, and I went along and see him on the Sunday afternoon. I wasn't preaching, and I don't think I was preaching at that time anyway, but never mind. I went along and saw this old man. And he said to me, he said, Richard, he said, would you read and pray with me? Well, you know, I think there was probably about 6 or 8 beds in this ward. There's a television going, turned up, seemed to be full volume. Nobody's listening to it. And oh, why the circumstances? Oh, it was just not the place to read God's word and pray. Well, that's what I thought. And I said to him, "Well, you can read, all right, can't you? I could read as well. I'll just have a word of prayer with you." Friends, I was as dead as that bit of wood is. There wasn't one atom of prayer in my heart whatsoever. And I finished with him and I came out and I cried like a baby. Why? I denied my Lord. Him whom I regarded had done great things for me, whereof I was glad. And yet, in the hour of temptation, in the circumstances surrounding, no, I couldn't read, I couldn't pray. All because we didn't commit our way unto the Lord and trust also in him and he bring it to pass. Ponder the path of thy feet. You see, these things are why. It was a lesson to me. Yes, and it may be a lesson that in future I was not to deny the reading of God's word in a hospital around a bed, whoever they were, whatever the condition was. Oh, but to pray the Lord's blessing. Oh, to rest upon the sick and the afflicted. Ponder the path of thy feet. There's this as well. You know, we plot, we plan, we scheme. Yes. But dear soul, what we should do is commit our way unto the Lord. We should pray unto the Lord. We should cast all our care upon him. We should look up. Look up unto the hills from whence cometh our help. Our help cometh from the Lord which made heaven and earth. Ponder the path of thy feet. Well, the time's gone, but you know, what an exhortation this is. Whatever you and I might be in, or what we might come into, what the Lord might lead us into, that we might ponder the path of our feet now. Yes, there should hear a word behind this saying, this is the way, walk ye in it. Now then, if I take this way, is this going to be to the Lord's honour and glory? This might be a lot easier. This way might be more comfortable. It might not cause me so much hassle or so much difficulty. Choose thou the way, but still lead on. Yes, oh, may that be your prayer and mine. You say, we very often, it's described, we're at the crossroad, and we don't know which way to go. Ponder the path of thy feet. Look up. Ask and it shall be given you. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. Ponder the path of thy feet. Yes, yes, all is that that maybe someone in here tonight walked in? Is it to the Lord's honour, glory and praise? Ponder the path of thy feet. Yes, let's go back and close. And thou shalt hear a word behind thee saying, this is the way, walk in it. I leave a few remarks. Amen.